Hello, everyone, and good morning. Good morning, Simba. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing great.
Yeah, so we're live here from the farm again, living with the spirit. Today we are launching our next module one for the TRE, the Tension and Trauma Release Exercises. And we're going live online May 13 and 14 for the next TRE module one, hosted by Simba. So let's talk a little bit about what is this module one?
Yeah, so the module one is really an introduction to TRE, to attention trauma releasing exercises. And it's also called an immersion to TRE or an immersion to the autonomic nervous system, seen through the polyvagal lens that we have talked about a lot. If you've heard about us before, seen any of our talks, you've seen the curve that we refer a lot to. So in module one, you really get this two-day or introduction of the autonomic nervous system, what TRE is, and you get immersed into a bubble where you will be practicing grounding for a long period of time, and this regulates your nervous system. So it really is getting into a very grounded feeling state of being, right? Then you're with equal-minded people as well, which just fortifies your practice, right? So it's really like a boost into you starting this practice and getting to know about the nervous system and befriending yourself on the level of your autonomic nervous system, your triggers, all of those automated responses that we may or may not be aware of that we have, and understand why we have them as well.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. If you are interested in TRE or heard about TRE or done a little bit of TRE, maybe joined our online sessions or done some private sessions with someone else or with Simba, and is interested in really taking that deeper dive and entering a two-day structured journey, then this is really, really for you. And we used to we talk about three topics that we cover in the module one that are like the major takeaways, I would say. And the first one is that this is, so TRE, you practice with a provider a number of times before you do it safely on your own. So by joining the module one, this is a way to do, you do so much tremors and with a provider or a teacher trainer as Simba for two whole days. And then you will be able to practice it on your own after this immersion. So that's one of the major things that I would say. So do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's the main thing when it comes to the module one, that you really get immersed into a grounding atmosphere and you get exposed or you get immersed into the tool, right? You get a lot of practice with the tool, and this just furthers your understanding, deepening your connection to yourself. And it really prepares you either to continue working with the tool for your own, you know, self-developmental journey, personal journey, or to, you can continue this into the full training program of becoming a TRE provider, where you can teach this tool to people one-on-one, groups, both online and in person.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the module one. I feel it's like it's a snack. It's a taster. It's a way to get to know the tool much, much better, and to, yeah, you can get like the first step, but you don't have to commit to the full program if you don't feel like you're ready for that. But you're still curious to see if this is for you. And this module is really it's not about helping others or teaching it to others. It's only for yourself. So it's like a massive self-love weekend, I would say, to really invest in yourself and to deepen your own personal journey, and to have a tool that you can put into your, I mean, we talk a lot about morning routines and daily routines. So by joining the module one, you will be able to add that into your daily practice and incorporate it as a massive tool to heal stress and unfinished stress responses, and really to start the process of traveling down in the curve. And I mean, some of you might have heard this from us already, but this is a way to deepen that understanding. And that takes me to the second thing that we talk about a lot about in module one, and that is actually the understanding. So getting the understanding and have all your questions answered, and have this possibility to deep dive into the autonomic nervous system, both in theory and then having practical experiences during these days, and doing a lot of TRE and also doing a lot of practice.
Yeah, and this is really getting to know yourself, right? Exactly. On a deeper level, like outside of your conscious ego mind, it's really about all those automated responses, right, that your body has without you many times being aware of it or being conscious. You know, it's a system to keep us alive, and it will act faster than you can kind of go, should I be here? Should I not be here? It will mobilize energy for you to fight something or flee away from a danger, either if it's a physical danger or ego identity threat. So learning about how it works, how you can navigate it, and how you can notice early signs of activation, or you know, that you're becoming stressed or that you're coming out of a stressful state, that will help you to understand yourself better, and it will give you more tools and make you better equipped so that you can do something. And it will also empower you, because you will go, okay, I'm not crazy, I'm not stupid, I'm not self-sabotaging, I'm not doing all these things that we might tell ourselves in a nasty way with the voice in the head. It will actually empower you to know what's going on and how you can navigate it, and maybe even see it as a way of, this is actually here to help me, I just have been not working together with it, right? So we're in balance, right? So it will help you find that balance, and then you can further that practice. And that's the beauty of TRE, right? You can use it as a standalone tool, and you can use it adjunct to other tools as well, right? It really emerges with everything. So it doesn't take anything away from anything else. It just adds value to everything else that you do.
Yeah, the TRE is really the base of what we do. It's like the base of the communication that we use here for all our clients and for the people who live here. It's like it's the common ground. Because if we don't navigate from the nervous system, then we're really in the social it's a real game changer to start to see where people are navigating from. Because in a way, you stop seeing the hurtful things that people might say or do. It's more that you see people from where they are actually coming from, and then that gives us so much more love and compassion for our fellow friends here on Earth. Earthlings.
In life. Yeah.
All right. The third little pillar that we talk about is, of course, grounding and self-regulation. So the difference between grounding and self-regulation is grounding is the term for traveling down the nervous system activation curve, the polyvagal curve. It's like we start our journey towards the green zone, where happiness is paradise, the treasure behind the rainbow. So in grounding, we use a lot of different tools. But self-regulation is more the understanding the fact that we are in control over our own nervous systems. So usually, I'm not saying this is for everyone, but usually we are a little bit of most people feel like the social or the outside is controlling our well-being or our emotional responses, that something happens, it triggers us, and there's an immediate response, and then we're just caught in the loop and a little bit slaves under our circumstances, so to speak. But by understanding that the nervous system is something that we can affect ourselves, then we go into self-regulation. And self-regulation means that we can self-regulate the nervous system and therefore also our own responses and our whole, eventually our whole life experience. So it's really, really, really empowering. It's like taking the power back and figuring out how can I ground my, what's happening in my own system and how can I ground myself and how can I learn to navigate this amazing earthling place?
For sure. No, I agree. Grounding is really the umbrella term for what you're doing, right? That you're bringing yourself down into a more grounded state, and it can be anything, right? And when we are talking about grounding, there's like a vast concept, like many different ways of looking at grounding, really talking about the nervous system. There's another term called earthing and connecting to the ground, which is great, but that's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about the autonomic nervous system, how you regulate it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the self-regulation and co-regulation, it's merely like this, right? If you're with someone that's very calm and confident, and you're very stressed and you come and you talk about all your problems with this person, they're like, okay, so what do you think about this? Then that's a co-regulation, right? Their calmness, their grounding and listening to you, accepting you will help you regulate your system, right? That's called co-regulation. And the self-regulation is that you learn how to do it for yourself, right? So you become empowered enough so you can handle the speed that you're experiencing stress and tension and all the things that we can feel when we're feeling not safe. And you have the tools and the ability and the experience of having done that a few times, and that builds confidence, and then you can develop it as a skill, right? And once you develop that as a skill, you will be better at anything you do, right? Because you will be more of yourself, and you will have more patience, more focus, more mental clarity, you'll sleep better, less tension, less pain, you know, it will just really affect every area of your life in a good way.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. So, module one will be 2 full days of this immersion into the practice, the like getting to know TRE and practice it on your own so you can do it by yourself, befriending your own autonomic nervous system. And getting the theory and the practical experience, and also then starting to practice the grounding and self-regulation. So this will be an online event, May 13 and 14. So it's a Saturday and Sunday. And what else do you want to share about the module?
It's fun. It's really fun. You get to do it in a group. You get to really immerse yourself. You get the theory. You get a lot of practical tools. I use a lot of references from my own life, but also it's not just a theoretical framework. It's very practical in the way we teach it.
Yeah.
And you can really use the theoretic knowledge to pair it with your own life experiences. So you will start to go, oh, that is why this is happening. This is doing that. So you can really start to figure things out. And that's really empowering, right? So people that have done the module one, I have people that done TRE with me for a long time and they did the module one and they're like, wow, now I really understand it because I spent 2 days and I was fully immersed in it and I had the headspace to take in the information and apply it into my life. So even people that have done years of coaching, they come to this 2-day workshop and say, wow, you know, it felt like it's the first time I'm hearing this. So it's really a unique opportunity to really immerse yourself in all this information and to walk away with practical experiences and hopefully boost it to continue this practice further on.
It's amazing. And so you can do the module one as a standalone, just join those 2 days and that's it. Or if you're curious about the full TRE provider program, then this is the actual module one. So you will have to go through this anyway if you're interested in the program. So you could start this module one, and you don't have to decide if you want to continue with the program until after the module. So it can be a very good way to get to know it a little bit and just to see how you implement it for yourself. So this is both for personal use, but then also it could be the first step of your own healing journey in the to becoming the TRE provider. So if you're interested in this, you you have more questions, or you just want to sign up, then send us a message and we will send you the sign up link. It's also available in our you can sign up through our Instagram link tree and things like that. So we will post that a little bit everywhere. We will also post it in the comments here or somewhere. You will, if you're in our universe, then you will find it. So hope to see you in May, and lots of love. Do you have any final words?
No, I think you said it well. So I'm looking forward to seeing you, and let us know if you have any questions.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.